The city of Sparta, Georgia recently celebrated an important birthday. Local resident Lily Lewis turned 100 years old, the second in her family to become a centenarian. Her older sister, Tenny, is 103, and at 98, younger sister Julia isn't far behind. What clues do these siblings hold for living a long, healthy life? We may find some answers today on the Georgia Health Report. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. Georgia has a bit of a recent history with having very old citizens. What can you tell us about that?
Well, we have had a couple of super centenarians. Now, that means people who live to be 110 or older. It was pretty amazing that we had two of them. One of them was the oldest living woman in the world at one time, Bess Cooper. She reached 116 years old. She lived in Monroe. And we also had Lila Denmark, who is a pediatrician and a researcher, famous researcher, who practiced medicine up until she was 101 years old. She was 114 when she passed away recently in the last couple of years. And so these were pretty long-living ladies, let's put it that way.
These sisters don't seem to be too far behind. What are some of the reasons that they cite for their long life?
Well, they grew up in the Sparta area. They grew up on a farm, and the family said that basically they ate what they grew on the farm. And so they had that kind of background in terms of, I guess, eating farm food. The family, they emphasized the fact that these three never drank or smoked, lived healthy lives, and as a result, we see them, two of them are at the hundreds plus stage, and one is heading in that direction.
How does that fit in with what experts say about how to live a long life? I think sometimes we see some attention-grabbing headlines like, woman reaches 100 years old, smoked a cigar every day of her life, but those are outliers, right? Like, what can we learn from these sisters about how to lead healthier lives?
Well, I think, for instance, smoking is the most preventable cause of death and disease that is out there. And so I think that's a real predictor if someone smoked versus a non-smoker. Women tend to definitely live longer than men. That's why you see many of the centenarians are women. And researchers point to the fact that male behaviors tend to be riskier. Men are exposed to more workplace hazards. Men are involved with more car accidents and have higher rates of alcoholism and smoking.
So, Andy, do you have any members of your family that are on track to be centenarians?
You know, I had a grandmother who lived to be 103 years old, and she was living in South Carolina, and she was incredibly healthy until her mid-90s, and then she had a stroke, and then dementia kind of caught her, and unfortunately, she lived the rest of her life with dementia. But she lived quite a long time, so I'm hoping I've got some of her genes.
Well, I hope so, too. Andy Miller is the editor of Georgia Health News. Andy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
This has been the Georgia Health Report. Any opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect the views of WUGA-FM or the UGA College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, visit our website at wuga.org. For WUGA, I'm Lauren Baggett.